Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around.
Hey, Patreon fans, thank you so much for supporting us the way you do. We're in the studio, Dan, Randy, and I, and we have one of our favorite guests of all time.
All the way up in Alaska.
Oh, he's back. He's John Doerr. Hey, Brandon, so big, and now he's got a baby, so he wants to participate in the
I'm
Patreon.
I'm going to ask you, John, what's your baby's how old, like a week old?
A month.
3 weeks.
Four weeks old? But yeah, not quite a month. He was born February 4th.
What's the dumbest thing you've done since the baby was born? You have to have done something so... Yes.
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah. Okay, I can't wait.
This one's diabolical.
You let him drive.
I have to... Yeah. I would love that. I got to set the scene. So the family, we're sitting around. We're not even a week in. No, we're a week in. He's about 7 days old. Emma is sitting on the couch. Christina's sitting on the couch. We got a baby lying in this comfortable little cushion that's designed for him to lie back. He's covered up. I leave the environment. Everything's beautiful. The Alexa device is playing quiet, reflective music. And I go in and I completely forget what's going on. And I casually walk into the living room and I look and Christina's scrolling through photos on her phone. I'm like, what are you guys looking at? And I sit down right on top of the baby.
John, no.
I sit and I feel the face of sleeping baby. And to recover from that position is very difficult. Because as you're sitting, because your haunches, you've committed to sitting, and now you've got to pull yourself up with the power of your...
That's very
so
difficult.
As I'm pulling myself up and screaming, oh my God, Emma runs because she's terrified that I've just killed the baby.
Sure.
But it's the best place to sit on a baby. I'm not saying you should do this, but if you're going to, you don't want to sit on a hard surface.
There's no
cushion of the couch has give, so it's going to compress down and bounce back up.
Stick around, make a sound, there's more Dumb People Town.
So as comedians, we all know we sometimes, we talk to the crowd and sometimes that leads the wrong way. So there was I was doing a show. I felt horrible. I was doing a show in the Bay Area and Ian Edwards was actually, we all know Ian is one of the funniest people. And he'd come up and he had agreed to be like a guest feature on the show. So he's on stage in the Bay Area, San Francisco. And it's a hot day. He goes on stage and he's talking to a couple guys in the front and he is talking about how sunburnt they look. And I'm hearing this. And then I go on stage and I see these guys, young guys. I'm talking to the crowd. I start talking to them. And at the time, there's the Bay Area has, San Francisco has the Fillmore Street Fair, which is like a street fair with food and tables. And there's the Folsom Street Fair, which is a LGBTQ. Fair that's like they have like some people dress up really in extreme outfits and some people just, so Folsom is LGBTQ, Fillmore is the other one. So I'm on stage and I see these guys and I'm talking to them and I say something along the lines like, oh, were you guys at the Folsom Street Fair? What happened? I'm thinking I'm talking about the Fillmore Street Fair, but I'm saying Folsom. So it adds Street another level.
Yes, another connotation.
Connotation. Show goes on and on and on. I do my act. I'm done. No problem. The next day or two, I get an email from some guy and he goes, Maz, we are fans and we were there, but we were a little upset at the way you were talking to those guys. We know those guys. They had us come there. They are big fans of yours. They have a skin condition that causes that. And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah. And one of them is like younger. He's in high school and he worships you and you broke his heart. And I'm like, and the whole time I'm thinking, I'm waiting for the guy to come back at the end of the email and go, Just kidding.
Right, I'm
joking. Yeah, I'm joking.
No, just kidding. So it goes, I'm like, oh my God, I feel like shit. And now I'm like, okay. Because, you know, that's where you go, maybe I shouldn't do crowd work.
So then, stick to my material.
Just stick to my material. So then I go, okay, you know what? I tell the guy, please give me their emails. I want to apologize. So I get the email of the older brother.
Yeah.
And I send an apology and I say, if there's any way I could rectify this, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And a little while later, they come back to me and they're very understanding. And they go, listen, you know, we get it, you know, and my brother is like a track star and this and that. And I go, listen, if there's anything I can ever do, please tell me. And finally, I'm like, oh my God, I feel a little bit better, but I still feel like an asshole because of what I did. Because I'm like, what an ass. Like, how was I supposed to know? Right.
Yes.
But I'm just getting over it. And then I open up my email and it's their mom.
Oh God. Oh God.
She goes off, you piece of shit, scumbag, on me, bastard. How dare you? I heard what you did to my son and this. I'm like, oh no. I'm like, oh my God.
We already took care of this. Right.
I thought we were good.
Yeah.
Yes.
But by the way, there's no moment in which I pull a, you know, like there's, you've seen recently, like a lot of times, like there's like a Matt Gaetz type of person or somebody who's like a bad person and they get accused of something and they double down, they turn it around.
Double down, turn around on that person. Right. You can't do that.
Yeah. Your kids shouldn't have been sitting in the front, lady. You think, you know, they pull that kind of shit.
It's a comedy show. It's their fault.
It's their fault. This is a comedy show. They should know what this is. The world they should get used to, dude.
Yeah, I'm making their skin thicker. Or in this case, this may be a bad use of
terms. That's a bad analogy. Bad term.
You don't know. I wrote back just cussing myself out even more. I was like, "You are right, ma'am. I'm the biggest piece of shit that ever lived." Oh, like,
yeah, you ate miled it. You ate miled it.
I let her know. I go, "Listen, I have kids myself. I'm so sorry." And da da da. And again, it was like just, and then you wait on pins and needles. You're like, please just come back with, and she came back with, I think like a, all right. Yeah, I'm going to let you go on this
one.
Here
you go. You like basically cut yourself from head to toe and you peeled your skin off like these guys.
Yeah.
And then
come on.
And then
don't get me in deeper shit, Jay.
I will not. I promise you. I'm not getting you deeper shit. That's, well, I mean, the point is you handle it the first time by like apologizing to these guys. I just love that the mom came flying in, and that's such a mom thing to do. To like if kids, you should write back to the kid, be like, "Hey, I just got this email from your mom." That would have settled it, because then they go back and like, "Mom, shut up! You're so dumb.
We handled it. We handled it. So could you funny. Be dumber?
God, mom." And then the mom gets back and is like, "Did you rat me out to my own kids?" And you're like, "I'm such a piece of shit.
I'm the biggest piece of shit. I should be in prison. And I should be stabbed.
I should be stabbed. I put my own kids up for adoption. I don't have them anymore."
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
I like this story because it says what a hero that Dan is.
I knew it. He is
complete that
guy.
Hero. But it makes we'll talk about why it makes me a little sad.
Yeah,
but
because there might Dan be dumb people hero. Who did this to you.
And I also have a favorite part of this story that is late, like after that this.
I don't even know about this part.
No, you know about it. It's later when I see you later after the story.
A postscript. I love it.
But what happened? What happened?
An addendum. So I was in Denver. I forget why I was there. I think I was just hanging out, family, and doing some shows. And Daniel was there, as well as our good friend Andrew Youngblood. Mm-hmm. They were invited to the High Plains Comedy Festival.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I, being in town, was like, I haven't seen these comedians in so long. I miss all my friends. So I'm just going to go hang out. I wasn't on the bill. I just was like, I'm just going to go hang out at the after party and see everybody. So went with Andrew, went downstairs, hung out. Daniel was sitting there. Were you drunk at this point?
No.
No. Oh, yeah. No?
No.
Really?
No. Yeah, really.
You seemed it. You seemed it, Dan.
You guys know me. You all know me. I would totally say if I was.
No,
like,
I've seen
yes,
Dan
very
drunk.
Much
Dan's,
so.
Dan's a fun drunk.
Yeah.
So we're all hanging out and just chatting, having a nice time. And someone taps me on the shoulder and is like, are you on the festival? And I was like, no, I'm just hanging out.
Hanging out
with my friends. Uh-huh. They're like, oh, well, you can't be here.
Oh, my God.
If you're not a comic.
No. I am a comic. There's the dumb. I am a comic.
You guys know me. I'm the king of are we good here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I think this is where you interject.
Yeah.
I just go, it's Jenny Zagrino. And they were like, yeah, I know. It's just for comics. And I go, she's a national headlining comic. I was so incredulous.
Yeah.
Like, I was treating it as though this person was doing a bit.
Right. Like, they were
trying.
Which
they weren't.
Right.
But I was like, I was trying to let them act like they were.
You were letting them out. You're letting them out of the mistake.
Right. Yeah.
And they were like, well, we just can't have people down here that aren't comedians. And I was like, cool. Mm-hmm. This is Jenny's agreement.
I don't think you heard me.
And they were trying to do their job. But then another part of me is like, and I love everybody. We all love Adam. Obviously, we love Karen. I love everybody who helped run that festival. But on some level, I was like, know you're headlining comics. And even if they're not here, just know. And maybe you don't. That's okay. If one of the headlining comics of the festival is telling you this person's a headlining comic, then go, you know
end
what?
End of story. End right. of story. That's it. That's
you're right. End. Didn't you offer to like put me on your show?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, I'll put her on. And they were like, you can't do that. Like, it's not. He's like, no, I'll put her on. She's going to be on the show.
I was like,
and I'm like, no, it's okay. I don't need to be on any show. I'll go upstairs.
So uncomfortable. So
let's
crazy.
Do it.
Oh my God.
I was like, let's do it. This is going to be okay. Cause also we've all been in those places. Guys, I think one time I asked somebody if they wanted a picture. Because the way they were interacting with me, and they were like, who are you? Like, I thought they had been at the show. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like, right outside of a show. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, did you guys want a picture? Like, so we've all been in those scenarios where, oh, man, I just, by the people, like, it was so awkward. But then also, like, you and I are both nice people, Jenny. So we were like, I totally get you're trying to do your thing.
Yeah.
But, like, also, this is going to be okay. You got to trust me on that level. It was just, and then I love you so much that I was like, stop talking. Mm-hmm. Just mm-hmm. stop, not to you, to that person. I was
yeah,
like,
yeah, like,
just
please.
Trust me.
Dan,
and then
win?
If you get in trouble
did
later,
win,
I will
Dan.
Go to bat for you, volunteer,
right.
As hard as I am going for her later on.
Yeah, it was like my heart was taken. I was like, oh my God. Like the support was resounding. So I went upstairs. I forget what happened. Like, I was like, okay, I'm going to go because I don't want to cause any more drama. Also, right. My ego is so bruised now.
God damn.
Holy shit. So I was like, I'm going to go find a pizza to crawl into. And
who are you, me? Jesus Christ.
Jenny, I don't know if you say that line a lot, but never forget
I'm going to go find a pizza to crawl into is perfect. Yeah.
So I go upstairs and then it was like some time had passed. And then I guess the girl who had told me to leave was talking to the woman who runs the festival,
Karen,
and she was like, she stopped and she goes, oh my God, Jenny Zagrino, I am so sorry. Mm-hmm. And I had that like, oh, are you sorry? You're sorry.
Are you sorry? Can you say it loud? I love that the volunteer.
Karen's the best.
So the volunteer was trying to be a hero and then Dan was the hero.
Like, Dan was the hero.
I know you're being a volunteer and that's it. But like,
but then guys, you know me, because then I felt like this, I'm being a hero to my friend and to like the comedy and what we do in our community. But then I also realized to just this person who thinks they're doing a good job, I'm being an asshole.
Such a jerk.
So then
you don't
I'm also trying
you don't
to be,
like, be that guy. You don't
right,
be that
so
guy.
Then I'm also like, I promise I'm not an asshole.
Right.
You have to trust me. What's happening is okay. But I also respect what you're trying to do. But understand that I win. We're winning. We're in the right.
Right.
Yeah.
This is how I am with my kids all the time. Exactly. I'm going to go to brush their teeth. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. I'm being
so
a jerk
guys,
right now, but in the
she
end,
won't,
I'm being right.
Jenny won't do this as much as it happened. But Karen then is like, you don't understand. I want you on this festival. I didn't even know
you
were going to be
in
town. Like, Karen is the greatest.
Yeah.
So she's like, Jenny Zagrino. Like, she's saying Jenny's name to Jenny as if it's in all caps.
Right.
Because she wants her to, like, know.
Also, like, she's like, yes, I know my name.
Yes, thank you. Thank
that
you.
Made you feel good.
It Thank did, you. And then I was like, now I'll crawl into a pizza to celebrate.
That's right.
Celebratory.
The celebratory pizza? I'm there.
I'll roll out the pizza. I'll roll it.
The funny post Oh, go ahead, Janet.
Okay, no. I just was saying that, like, it was such, especially to, like, just coming off of everything being shut down, yeah, and then, like, rebuilding the career part and being like, okay, we're starting from the bottom now. Let's right. do it. I'm yeah. around all my friends. Mm-hmm. And then being like, you got to go. Yeah, I was yeah. like,
you know that yikes. Thing you were feeling so good about? We got to get you out of here.
Get
you
out like, of
who
here.
Is this, the karma police? Jesus Christ.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
It was hard to choose. I just thought of the most recent, and not, I mean, I don't know if it's dumb, just embarrassing.
Right.
I just live like my grocery store nightmare that I've replayed in my head so many times, which is I just dropped the big thing of blueberries. Oh, the big God. One though, you know, the jumbo size.
Yep.
Everywhere. I mean, they were just shooting down different aisles. Like I was bowling with blueberries.
And the big ones.
Wait, now hold on, Amy. I have to ask. So you, is this a scenario where you walked in and said, I don't need a cart. I also don't need a basket. I'm going to be fine. And
why then, do you know this about me, Dan? Of course.
And then you got some sort of,
in my arms.
You got some sort of Jenga game going in your hands as you Always. Walk around the store.
And something like you're in supermarket to fall out. Yeah.
Like you're in a round of supermarket sweep where they don't let you use a cart.
Yeah. That's the
I do often treat my breasts as a shelf in that situation, and I think we have a sturdy, good situation, but it's not. Yeah, no, I was going to get one or two things maybe, and then I was just piling on, and the blueberries were on the top. They also didn't put that, like, rubber band around, so maybe that's on them.
But you got to rubber band that shit.
Security at Ralph's treated this like a public shooting. He was like, nobody move. When you step on them, it's over.
Right.
And a bunch of people just froze. I was just mortified. Okay. Absolutely
Amy,
mortified.
I have to ask you, what were you just walking, or were you trying to add another item to your collection?
Dan, you know the answer to this.
You were trying to add one more thing. You're like,
and the one more thing
what was, the one
was
thing?
Real Tombstone flowers. Pizza. Always
no,
buying flowers.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so you got
yeah.
everything all stacked up, and you're like, you know what the house could use? Some flowers.
The mums were on sale.
It wasn't even food. God
and,
damn.
And was there no. a moment? Was there a moment where you're like, the flowers are right here. The the little basket is like just over there. It's like a further distance to go back the basket. You're like, fuck it, I'll get the things and just walk it.
That's also, Jason, like the percentage of shit I'm buying at Ralph's that's not food, it's 85%. And I'm so bad with money.
Yeah, no, like, you, what am I
doing?
Can't
drop
scented
anything?
Candles for some reason.
You're just, like, oh,
the blueberries were the only food.
I need a
did
few
Did you
of
drop
these.
Anything else?
No.
When the blueberries went?
No.
Just did you still hold on to the container and it just dumped, or everything went?
Everything went. I offered to clean them up. I always do that.
Well, that's my
they
next
won't
question.
Let me.
That's
and they
question.
Responded like I've never swept before.
Was there a response? Was there a response, or did you have to go get someone and go, you need to come to aisles 6, 14, 22, and 9 with me? Because
and there was a huge response. I mean,
really?
Everybody assembled. It was the worst kind of attention.
They've never been more together as a staff.
Shamed. Yeah.
Amy,
yeah.
Amy, was there a moment where there were like a fifth of the berries still left in the bottom and you just threw them out just because you were so frustrated? You're like, dump it.
I kept them. I was trying to pay for them. They wouldn't let me.
Okay, that's what I had to ask. Did you go back and get a fresh container of blueberries, or did you call those off for the day?
I went back. I got another one and I tried to pay for both. And the lady would not let me. But she also would not stop making me feel shame.
Jesus. Dum, 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 dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Audio, a podcast network.